Brad Jackson here. You're listening to the fifth episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Every episode, we will be putting a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades training programs and why it's the career path of the future. We're kicking off this edition of Building the Future podcast from the Plumbing Industry Training Center in Troy, Michigan, as they welcome in students and counselors from Enterprise High School. Enterprise High School is an alternative program that offers a different path to high school completion for 16 to 19-year-olds. Today, we're talking with Jason Nostrant, counselor at Enterprise High School, and Amy Carbone, teacher consultant at Enterprise High. We also have a couple of apprentices we'll be talking with as well. With me now is Jason Nostrant. He's a counselor at Enterprise High School. Also, Amy Carbone, she's a teacher consultant at Enterprise High. Thank you guys for joining me. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Jason, let me start with you. How long have you been with Enterprise?
This is my 13th year at Enterprise. Wow. I've been the counselor for 13 years.
Yes. And tell me, what do you do?
I work with the students, getting them caught on their credits, preparing them for graduation, and trying to help them find a career that they're interested in after high school. College, trade, anything they're interested in.
And Amy, I know you're kind of new at Enterprise.
This is my first year at Enterprise High School, but I've been at Warnwoods Middle School for the past 21 years, and I've been a teacher for 27. So I work with the students who have IEPs and 504s, who generally have some kind of learning disability. So the trades is a really good place for students that I work with because they don't tend to do well with college and, you know, studying with books and things like that. So they're more into hands-on learning and learning for the job. So that's why we're here. So I work with them on their transition from school to job. So that's part of their IEP and part of the process that we go through.
And Jason, tell me, you know, with young people nowadays, you know, college isn't for everyone.
Right. That's very true, especially these days. And we need more people in the trades. And a lot of the students that we have especially like to do hands-on activities, and they're not interested in a four-year degree, and they want to do something where they're like hands-on, like plumbing or like I'm trying to think of another thing, like cosmetology. We have a lot of students go into cosmetology. We try to get plumbing and other trades.
Construction and welding.
Yes. Electrical. Yep.
And Amy, I would think it's great to have options for these young people because they want to have families and make a living too.
Correct. They do. Yeah. So this, you know, having a trade is one way for them to further, you know, expand their education without having to sit in a classroom for the next 4 years.
Talk about some of the stories maybe you hear from students when they come to you and they say, listen, I don't really know what I want to do, you know?
Yes, that happens all the time. Almost every student we get, they have no idea what they want to do after high school. Most of them are just trying to get through high school, especially since COVID, everything that happened.
Sure.
So a lot of them just need to have exposure to certain other careers that are out there. Like they're interested in, like, for example, I have some students, I'm like, they're interested in plumbing, but they've never been around it, really. So they have no idea what really goes into it. So having these opportunities to just have these students be able to tour places like this, it's so beneficial for them.
And when they find out that you can be in these apprenticeship programs and be paid while you're, you know, learning and learning a trade that you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's motivating to them, so that they're not having to sit in a classroom and, you know, get a job at McDonald's. They can get right into their career and start making money and learn at the same time.
You know, I was just talking to a couple of apprentices, and they were telling me that one of the things that they enjoy about it is that it's something new every day. They're always learning. Yeah. And with young people, a lot of times, they get bored quickly.
Very true.
You know, but when you're in something like this, where you're learning every day, you know, it's really rewarding. You know, it's really rewarding. So talk about the different aspects of your school who come to you and talk to you about different things that they want to do, trainings and projects, or
like we'll have students that will come to us and they talk about, well, maybe they'll have like a relative that's has done like electrical or plumbing or another trade and they're interested in it and they just have never, like, they just want to know the more inner workings of the process. So we just try to work with them on showing them what they need to do, what they need to do to get the certificates, and just give them the opportunity to try to find someone to follow around or just job shadow for a day.
Yeah.
To see what they can come up with.
How important is it to, I mean, it's important that the young people want to take part in an apprenticeship program, but how important is it for them to have the their parents behind them? Or a loved one behind them.
Very much so. And they do have that support. Like, even, like, for this trip, I was just getting the permission slip signed from the parents, and so many of them were just so excited that their student had this opportunity. And, like, one was, like, the parent was, like, he was just talking to me the other day about how he wanted to go into a trade, and he didn't know which one. And she was like, I was going to call you, actually, and see if there was something you could do. I'm like, well, we have this trip set up, and he's already on the list. So, yeah.
You were at Warren Woods, you said, for how long?
I've been in the district for 22 years.
For 22 years. And then this is what, just 1 year?
This is my first year at Enterprise High School, yes.
Tell me some of the things that you like about being at Enterprise and working with these young people, because I'm sure this is a little different. Maybe,
it is very different.
Yeah.
So many of them I know from the middle school.
Okay.
So, a lot, you know, they kind of struggled at middle school, and, you know, you could tell back then how much they didn't really enjoy school and how much it wasn't for them, or, you know, just life in general can be difficult for some of our students.
Sure.
So coming over at Enterprise and seeing them come back, they enjoy seeing me because they're like, oh, I know someone, someone from before. Mm-hmm. So they like that I'm there. But it's nice to see that there's a place for them where they can succeed. You know, like, school is difficult, but we are all there. We are a very small building, but we're all there to help each student reach their goal. And so that is what we are there for, is to, whether they're wanting to go to community college. We do have some kids who want to go to four-year colleges who just got behind for whatever situation is going on in their life, or students who want to go into trades. So I think it's a great place for those kids to find a home and feel comfortable and feel part of a community.
And I would think, too, that in some families you may have students who want to go into an apprenticeship or maybe go to college or whatever, and parents say, listen, we don't have the money for that. And so these kids get discouraged and they don't. But when you go into something like this, where you're getting paid, when you're done, you have a license, you know, a journeyman's license, and there's no paying back of student loans.
Exactly. It's a huge benefit. A good example, I have a kid that, now he's a grown man. He's like 27, and he will still come visit me at the school like once a year to show me what he's doing. And he did do a trade, and he makes like machine parts. Like, I have no idea what these machine parts are, but he'll send me pictures of like things he's building, and just loves his job. And he has so many opportunities that have opened up to him now because of the opportunities to go into a trade.
Yeah, and the apprentices that I spoke with talked about that as well. Well, they go on jobs and they're working with their hands and they're doing things. You know, with this, you can also maybe become a teacher or, you know, so many other opportunities that open up to this. And for young people who have been struggling, who want to go into something where they can have some dignity, take care of their families, you know, to be able to be on a job and to see what they've done, kind of look back at it, it's got to feel good to them.
Yes, yes.
It's got to be motivating.
Yes, because then there's a product at the end. You can see what you've done. You've created it yourself. So there's that bonus for them that they get the feedback and it's immediate.
How long have you guys been kind of working with the trades?
We Well, since I've been there, we usually do we do the manufacturing tours when they have the setups, mm-hmm. and then at least once a year we usually go on a tour with the kids looking at a factory.
Okay.
Well, or a business. Yep.
Well, you guys are doing great work.
Sarah Strobeck, she's the career readiness and counselor consultant at the ISD, has been setting up these tours for us. And
okay.
It's
shout out
been
to Sarah.
Helpful. Shout out to Sarah.
Okay. Well, Sarah and all you guys are doing
and
such a great
deal. And it's
deal.
Really, it's great for the kids because, as we were saying, a lot of them just don't want to go to college for 4 years. And the trades are perfect, and there's always going to be needs for trades.
Always, you know, so people are going to be retiring. They're going to, fill those needs, and these young people can do it.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
they can.
Very
well,
true.
You guys are doing great work. Thank you so much for joining us on Building the Future podcast, Jason Nustrand and Amy Carbone. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. And with me here, a couple of apprentices, Aaron Garvalia, also Eric Demon, both here to talk about their experiences as being apprentices. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Talk about, I guess we'll start with you, Eric. Let me do it this way. Let's start with Aaron, because ladies first.
Oh,
okay?
Man. Of course.
All right. So, Aaron, how did you find out about the apprenticeship?
I actually found out of the apprenticeship because I wanted to become a plumber, and I was looking into the different ways to become a plumber. I don't have any family in the trade. I kind of came about it in an odd manner.
Okay.
But I worked at a hardware store and found out that I liked plumbing, so did a bunch of Google searches on how to become a plumber, and saw that a union way was a good way to go, and then searched my local unions and found Local 98.
Eric, same question for you. How did you find out about this?
So my family, I'm fourth or fifth generation union member in my family. Everyone before me, my dad, grandpa, aunt, uncle, they're all laborers, and I straight away, I knew plumbing was a great career, and I decided to pursue it, got involved with a plumbing contractor as a delivery driver, and from there advanced through the rankings up to apprentice, and they got me through the program, and here we are today.
So there are periods. What periods are you guys in?
We are both fourth period.
Fourth period, getting ready to start our third year, which would then be fifth period.
Wow. And the apprenticeship program is how long?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
You guys have been you guys have been doing pretty well. You seem like you have been. What are the projects that you guys are working on? Aaron, let me start with you.
I'm currently working on a project for Ford. It's called The Hub. It's a research and development center that they're building in Dearborn. Very large project. It's really exciting to be on. But they consider it commercial plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really like your normal toilet sink setup. There's a lot of systems going on in there.
Eric?
So I'm on the service side. I've been doing rerunning vents, 4-inch cast iron vents, from one section of a building, maybe like 10 foot over, to compensate for new projects that are going up in the building. Also been working on digging trenches, adding different floor drains throughout buildings, stuff of that nature, and I was on like new construction building before, so we were working on systems, drainage, water lines, venting, medical gases. I've been on some jobs with that in hospitals, so I get a good variety of work.
So, like, I'm just curious to know, like, what do your family and friends think about this? So, you know, do your friends say, you know, wow, Aaron, you know, I never thought you'd be a plumber, or why did you decide to be a plumber?
It was definitely a surprise at first, just because you don't really see a lot of female out there. It's definitely growing. But I think a lot of the stigma is a lot of people don't realize the vast majority of things that plumbers do and how versatile our careers are. So, like I say, I'm a plumber, and they think I'm just going to houses and whatnot. But it's so much more than that.
And Eric, you have family though, so I'm sure you guys probably have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so this was nothing too surprising in my family. Maybe the fact that I went from labor family to plumbing. That was a little different, but they've all been around the plumbing industry their whole lives, so they knew what everything I was getting into, and they're happy for me, excited.
Talk about the classes that you guys take. Aaron, how are the classes? What are the classes that you've been taking since you've been in the apprenticeship program?
So we just finished a class on pumps, learning about different pumps, what they do, and then we are in a related science class as well. It describes how our piping systems are affected by the way the world works, like temperature changes. But we have also gone through mathematics.
Math, we did a drawing and plan reading, so we got out a bunch of blueprints, and we're able to pick and choose like which water lines ran where to which fixtures. We also did a rigging class, which we did like knots and hitches, how to tie our pipe if they're getting hoisted up by a crane, how to lift things safely and properly with chain falls and stuff like that. So it's been pretty eye-opening. You don't realize like how much goes into this stuff, but it's awesome. It's fun to learn.
And I'm thinking you learn something new every day.
Every day.
It's a new project. It's maybe a new problem you have to figure out.
Yep. Right.
You know.
And even if you're doing something that you've done before, if you're working with another person, they might have done it a different way. So you learn multiple ways to do one particular thing.
What would you say to a young person listening or parent of a young person who's listening who may want their child to go into an apprenticeship program and they're maybe in high school and maybe not ready or don't want to go to college?
I would say it's 100% a worthwhile career. You get to have satisfaction at the end of your workday almost every day. You're seeing items go in, you're seeing it getting completed. We're providing water for people, we're taking water away. Definitely a hardworking industry, though.
What are your thoughts on a young person going into this business?
I think it's a great life choice. It's a great career. You get paid while you learn. That's 100%. A positive. And I went to college. I have a bachelor's degree, and I'm still in the trades. That was a personal choice.
Sure.
I realized how great of a career it would be, and so far I've loved every second of it. I would strongly encourage parents to teach their kids about all the trades.
I think another good point to make, too, is that even if you get into the trades, you don't have to stick at the aspect of putting in the material. You have office positions. You can go into being an inspector. You can get into your school. You can be an instructor. It's not just you going in and you're going to be a trades worker for your trade. There's so many other categories within it that you can also explore.
Great. What is it that you guys enjoy the most about this?
I enjoy learning something new every day, and it's the satisfaction of I can accomplish this today that I didn't know yesterday.
Wow.
Like there's always something new that you're learning. Even at the end of my career, I'll be learning every single day. Like it's nonstop education.
To piggyback off of that, there's new ways to do plumbing. The PEX piping, like there's new systems that are going in, so it's not always the system that you learned and you're going to keep learning that. There's innovations coming out. So it's just, like he said, always learning something new. And then I think I want to also add, like being in places of your city that other people aren't going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool little sneaky thing that I enjoy. Like, you get to see things other people never will because you're maintaining it.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but 100% worthwhile in the end.
All right. Aaron Gavalier and Eric Demon, thank you so much for being part of the Building the Future podcast, and good luck with your careers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit, and with me, two students from Enterprise High School in Warren, Ryan Pash and Stephen Phillips. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So let me start with you, Ryan. How did you learn about this, why did you decide to take a look at apprenticeship?
I thought it was cool because, like, apprenticeship, you get to learn it and kind of make money off of it, too. That's what I kind of like about apprenticeships.
Steve, I'm going to ask you the same.
Yeah, I like the same deal. I like how you can go to school and get paid and not be as stressed out, like, as in the university or any other type of schooling you're trying to. That's why I really like it. It's just, I feel like it would be a better environment for me, so mm-hmm. I'm not stressed out.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's more hands-on, too, and I like that.
Because let's just say, I mean, you know, nowadays, I mean, nothing's wrong with college, but college is not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if you get a trade where you can, you know, go in and make a living and take care of your family and, you know, make good money, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah. Right.
You know, is plumbing something that you said, well, you know, I want to look at plumbing, or were there other trades you looked at as well?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to look into plumbing, but I also like welding, and which they offer stuff with welding here and kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. So you have anybody in your family who maybe did this or?
No,
you
know? Actually, I don't. I just thought it was kind of cool to look at.
And how did you learn about it? Through school?
Yeah. Okay. School.
And same with you, you have any family members that are in?
My uncle actually used to have a company for welding robots.
Okay.
But the Fennec, I believe, their computer, like you program, they have a little controller and you put it down.
Yeah.
And you put in commands mm-hmm. and then it does it robotically.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it's pretty perfect, you know, to the millimeter or whatever on the welds. So that's pretty cool, too. I like that. That would be pretty interesting to look into, too.
Now, let me ask you about your friends. You know, I'm sure you have friends who know that you're looking into this and going to Prince. What do they say about this? What do they think about it?
Like, they think it's good because it's a good money opportunity for it, and it's pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I do know are actually going into trades, like, other than other careers or mm-hmm. Choices. A lot of my friends are actually doing it. Welding, plumbing, HVAC, everything.
You guys know any females that are going into apprenticeships?
I have not really heard nothing about it.
I had a few girls in my auto class last year. Well, that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, what grade are you guys in?
Senior.
I'm a senior.
You guys are seniors. So, this is probably going to be your next step going into an apprenticeship program?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have any other siblings?
I got a younger sister.
Yeah, younger sister.
Only child.
You're the only child? Yeah. Okay. How do your parents feel about this?
What, going into a trades program?
Yeah.
They think it's nice because making money off of learning and be a good job opportunity.
Yeah, my parents think it's great for me because I'm not really the best, you know, in-school learner. I think... How do I put this? Like, I learn better hands-on mm-hmm. than, you know, school, listening to lectures and homework and papers.
And you know the thing about that, Stephen, that there are a lot of young people who are like that, too.
Yeah.
And I think you saying that, mm-hmm. you know, makes them feel like they're not there out here on their own, you know, because they may feel like, man, you know, I'm like that, but I don't want to say anything about it. But now I just heard him say it, so I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what do you think, what do your futures look like, you think,
going into a trade uh-huh. program to learn how to do something that I really enjoy, and because I don't want to be wasting the rest of my life doing something I'm not going to enjoy?
And that's a big thing too, because a lot of young people do things because they just have to mm-hmm. and not because they want to. They don't end up staying in it for a long period of time. There's longevity in this. What about yourself?
Yeah, I could definitely see myself doing this for a while because the work, like you said, it's only around the state for this place. You said it goes, did you hear what he said, like the parameters of like their
own? Yeah, it's pretty far. It's like,
it's just the state though, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not traveling too far, pretty decent work. It's not going to be all day you're out unless it's far away.
Mm-hmm.
So. I can see myself definitely doing this for a while.
Well, I appreciate you guys being here and being so candid about how you feel about this. And hopefully parents are listening and having their kids listen to this podcast so they can feel the same way and be encouraged by both of you about what you guys are doing. Ryan Pash and Stephen Phillips from Enterprise High School in Warren, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.